Focused? Okay. Good morning. We are doing Hilchos Tisha B'Av. We're almost done. Taf Kuf Nun Tet Seif Chet. That's where we are. Seif Chet. Baal Brit Lovesh Begadim Achirim Ach Lo Levanim Mamesh. So here, what are we talking about? It's on Tisha B'Av, any day during the week. And you have a bris. It's a bris milah. Right? It doesn't matter if it's bizmano or not bizmano. Here you are. There's a bris on Tisha B'Av. So whoever is the Baal Brit, the Rama will give a few examples. He or she, either one of the parents, father or mother, plus a couple more, we'll see. So that's Baal Brit Lovesh Begadim Acherim. He's allowed to wear, change his clothing that he was wearing, you know, while he was mourning. Ach lo levanim mamesh, but not mamesh, white clothing. So that expression's a little bit confusing. Not just for me, but even the Mishnah Berurah quotes a couple different opinions what that means. Brand new, not brand new. Bottom line, lemaisa, it comes from Mordechai that's quoted in the Torah. Basically, lemaisa, it means not freshly laundered, crisp clothing. That's the, again, there is an opinion that says it could be, just not brand new, mamish. But generally, make sure you wore it at least once. Okay? Haga, but you're allowed to wear different clothing. We'll see again. Haga.
Gemara uses the language libum. Libum garden is to launder them.
Okay. Libun. Okay.
Not
interesting.
Collar.
Not a collar. You mean libun from laundered. Very good. Okay. That would make sense. Haga va'avi habein v'hamoel v'hasandak kulam nikraim bale brit. So that includes the father or mother. V'hamoel, the one who's actually doing the bris milah physically. V'hasandak, the one who's holding the baby. Kulam nikraim bale brit. Umutarin lubash big day Shabbos. So you're allowed to wear your nicest clothing, big day Shabbos, whatever. Le'achar shagamru hakinos. So what do? You finish in the morning the kinos, and we mentioned you can do it. Some do it. Many do it still in the morning time. Some wait till right after chatzot, and now you come to do the bris milah. So when you're walking and bringing in the baby, you can wear your big day Shabbos. Aval lo yilbishu levanim, but not. But we said freshly laundered clothing. Okay. Now, even though he's allowed to wear, the Baalei Brit are allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos, they're not allowed to wear leather shoes. That's one of the Chamisha Inuyim. The clothing is more of a minhag, but the Chamisha Inuyim are a din derabanan from the Gemara, so that you're not allowed to wear. Also, they don't get haircuts. Okay. They don't bathe, of course. It's one of the Chamisha Inuyim. So this is when it lands on a bris, lands on a regular day of Tisha B'Av. Not a Nidche. The Nidche we'll get to in a moment. Similar but different. Fine. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Minag, probably by all Ashkenazim, is once the whole Mila situation is completely over and you're starting to go home, when you go home, you go back into your clothing of your Tisha B'Av clothing. The Kaf HaChaim writes, no, you're allowed to, if the only time you have to can go back to your clothing is if you're going back to Shul and you're reading Kinos again, or Eov, or Yirmiyahu with the Kahal and Shul, then you wear their clothing. But if you're not back in Shul, even the source that the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Maharil originally, even he agrees, you don't have to change back, you can wear your clothing all day. Okay, so that would certainly be for the Sfardim. Fine. Tet. Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yod B'Shabbos, if it comes out on Shabbos, V'nidche L'Yom Rishon. In other words, whenever Tisha B'Av falls out on the on a Sunday, on the 10th of Av, that's this halacha, so it's going to be different than what we just learned. So it's a nidche. So then, in this situation, Baal Brit mitpalal mincha be'od hayom gadol, you should daven mincha after chatzos, but soon after chatzos, right? Early in the afternoon, mincha gadol we're talking. V'rochetz, v'einu mashlim ta'anito lefi shiyom tov shelo hu. And in this case, since it's a nidche, he is allowed to bathe or wash, and he is allowed to, and he does not continue fasting. Once the bris is over, at the bris, he drinks the wine at the kiddush, at the bracha, and for the bris milah, and he continues eating that day. Now, they'll make the whole seuda at nighttime with everybody, the big grand seuda, but he himself and the Baalei Brit, are, which we mentioned, right, there's the three main ones, including the, plus the mother, so they are able to eat. Okay. Yeah, for sure, 100%. They also, Mishnah Berurah points down, but it's all the achronim say a pidyon habein. If it's bizmano, this the same halacha applies. Pidyon habein, which would mean after 30 days, so to be on the 31st day, so the first time you can. That's when that would apply by a pidyon habein. But generally speaking, the way it's normally done is you do it in the late afternoon. So when everybody comes for the pidyon, then everybody can make the big seuda. Because the seuda for everybody, their festive seuda, has to be at nighttime because it's still Tisha B'Av. So just practically, that's usually how it works out.
So who can eat?
For a pidyon habein, only the father and the kohen. I'm not sure about the mother. The Mishnah Berurah only talks about the father and the kohen.
And the bris, all three?
For the bris, it's, we said for sure it's all three. That's the Ramah plus the mother. I'm not sure about the mother by a pidyon habein. Someone can let me know later. Okay, a few things. Now, if it's not a nidche, so then we say Avelis de Rabbi Mizdoche the Yom Tov Shel Yachid. But if it's, that's the Ritva points that out, but if it's otherwise, then it's not such, then that's fine. Now, when we said it's mutter by a bris, mila, when it's a nidcha, when it's a nidcha, not every Sunday, but when it's a nidcha to a Sunday, so then it doesn't matter. So most say it doesn't matter if it's a mila bizmano or not. That's a Shlomo Zalman, similar to an avel he compares it to, but it makes, he says it's okay, even shelo bizmano. And by an avel, he's allowed to wear wash or leather shoes, I believe. But here, it's even allowed to eat by a nidcha. Okay. By a nitcha, I'm not sure if he's allowed, but just so I'm not clear, I'm not sure if a nitcha is allowed for a bris milah to wear leather shoes. That might not. If it's on Tisha B'Av, for sure it's aser. That's one of the five things. If it's a nitcha, I'm not sure. He is allowed to bathe and he is allowed to eat. So I don't know, maybe. Just didn't see. Chazon Avadia also points out, makes no difference, nitcha, not nitcha, but the Kaf HaChaim does write, if it's a nitcha, that you shouldn't eat. One should not be eat, but I'm not sure if any Paschal like the Kaf HaChaim. Okay. Of course, the Mohel himself is allowed to, even if it's on Tisha B'Av itself, the Mohel, of course, is allowed to prepare his nails if he needs to. And he's certainly allowed to wash. He's allowed to wash his hands with soap or sanitizer, you know, whatever they use, alcohol, chlorhexidine, whatever they use. That's for sure mutter, because that's for the health of the baby. It's not for tanug. Okay. Anything else we want to mention? I think that's about it. Also, Mishnah Berurah points out by a chassan. Also, if a chassan gets married. On, it's not so common, Chassan gets married on Tisha B'Av on a Sunday Nidche, not Shivas Yimei Mishta, but just for the day, for the Chassan itself, when he gets married, he doesn't have to continue fasting. So you can make your wedding on a Sunday Nidche if you want to make, if you want to be able to get out of eating that year for Tisha B'Av. Okay. And if it's not nidcha, then you have to give it to a kos. You have to give the wine to a katan to drink. Okay. Also, if it comes out that it's Motzei Shabbos, don't forget to say Havdalah if you need to. That's a side point. Obvious.
The Mishnah Berurah talks about the chasam istamtad. No?
Here too. Here too. If it's nidche, if you get married on Tisha B'Av or any tainus, and it's a nidche, then you don't have to fast.
Okay.
Okay. Also, if it's a nidche, we're much more makel for someone who's sick. If you're a little bit sick, or you're pregnant and you don't feel good, then we're very quick to say go ahead and eat if it's a nidche for Tisha B'Av.
Where is it? I don't think it's that. The other thing says chosim by stam kindness.
He says it here too. Vehu adin v'chein. It's all continuing. Vehu adin v'chein. Okay, we'll discuss it inside if you want.
No, but that those rules apply in that situation of stam kindness tzibur v'chol abas tzomos.
Right, there's four tzomos is Tisha B'Av. There's three plus one. Not talking about Tainus Esther. Okay. We'll discuss. Yeah, we can. It's fine. Yud. Okay. Good. Nohagim shelo lishchot v'shelo lahachin tzorchei seuda ad achar chatzot. So the custom is not to do shechita and not to make any preparations. Right? We earlier mentioned it's okay to start washing your dishes if you're going to be using them and the meat. All these things are okay, but only ad achar chatzot. The minhag is not to do it before chatzot, but after chatzot or meikel. Veholchim ala kvaros miyad kishaholchim mi beit haKnesset. The Ramah points out that there's a minhag to go visit the cemeteries. If you see a Jewish cemetery, you would say the bracha, of course, for seeing the base of kvaros. And so many do have that custom. Now, regarding, let's see what I want to point out. Now, regarding preparing, so the Mishnah Berurah points out the only time it's mutter to eat, to do shechita in the afternoon, is if you're going to be eating Motzei Tisha B'Av. But most of us, in most situations, have the custom. We don't eat any meat Motzei Tisha B'Av. We wait until the next morning or the next afternoon, we discussed. So depending. So he says it's for what we do, it's usher to do shechita in the afternoon. However, everyone points out when it comes to it says it's a machlokas, and it says b'makom adcha ki yesh lahakel. Okay, and also whenever there's a sudas mitzvah, let's say you're going to make a sudas mitzvah that night after Tisha B'Av from the bris, from the pidyon habein, or whatever sudas mitzvah you're making. So then, because it's a sudas mitzvah, then you're allowed to make all your preparations, including shechita, already from the morning, even before chatzot, if that's what you need to do. Because everyone knows it takes time to prepare, to prepare for a sudas mitzvah, for a party, whatever, it takes time. So you need more time, so therefore it's mutter. Okay, when we mentioned there's a minute to go to the kvaros, so the Arizal was not in favor, so some say not to go, but many do go, many don't. If you're going to go, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, the kavana one should have is tivakish rachamim. This is on Tisha B'Av afternoon. Some have the minhag to go. And we're not davening to the mesim, we're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu to have rachamim on us from the schus of the mesim. And also it's a musr for us that we should feel chashuvim kemesim if we're not ra'oi. And they point out you should be more than Dalet Amos away from the kever. Certainly one should be careful not to walk on the Kvarim Lamesh, that's a bizayun. But one should stay away at least Dalet Amos, especially on Tisha B'Av, because it's a day of chitzonim, azikim, that can your spirits, evil spirits that can attach themselves to you. So that's not good. Also, they point out one should not make it into a whole party or a whole spitzir of enjoyment or going with a whole bunch of friends. You should go, you know, one person or a few people when there's still, but very few, maybe just when you're still focused on Avelus and the Churban. And one is not allowed to wear leather shoes in order to go. If someone needs to wear leather shoes to get there, then all the poskim say they should not wear leather shoes and they should not go if that's what's needed.
By yourself or with just one?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah uses the words of you should go, but it's just he's quoting from the Shalah and he's just giving you his opinion or an Eitzah Tova. There's no halachos of how many people, but the idea is you should go. It should not be Hesach Hadas. Very good, well put. Okay, Let's finish the Ramah. V'im era meit b'tisha b'av. Now, if there is a mace, someone gets buried on Tisha B'av, ein omrim tziduk hadin. So we don't say tziduk hadin, as it's a day when there's no tachanun, so you wouldn't say. But the Sfardim, there's two different minhagim, some do, some don't. It really depends on the minhag. The Chazan Ovadia says one should. But again, it really depends on the minhag. So Ashkenazim don't, by Sfardim, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. He points out, just as an aside, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed and other times, the Shulchan Aruch writes to say Tzidok HaDin, but in most of the cases, the Ramah, Al Ashkenazim, and by Sfardim too, the minhag is not to. But interesting, here he writes too. Okay. Anyways, and why not? Because it's a moed, as we mentioned. It's a moed, and we don't say tachanun. Okay. My son was born on Tisha B'Av, not the Bris, but many people who have a child born or in the area, especially born or a Bris on Tisha B'Av, Menachem is the most common name. We named our son Nehemiah. Okay. Okay, Tav Kuf Samech. We'll see if we finish or not, but this is the Siman of La'asot Zecher L'Chorban. Okay. There's really two of them when you include Kriya, but here's the first Siman. Zecher L'Chorban. Here, I'm going to first just read in the first few words. Tav Kuf Samech Aleph. Tav Kuf Samech Seif Aleph starts with Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tiknu Chachamim Shehayu Be'oso Ador. So Chachamim made a takana that in that time when it happened, She'ein Bonim La'olam Binyan Misuyad U'mechuyar Kebinyan HaMalachim. That one should not build a your home binyan that should be coated in, I don't know, limestone or some kind of very white pure plaster, umechuyar kebinyan hamalachim, and should be decorated with fancy paints, and probably that includes pictures on the wall, like fancy palaces, the homes of malachim. Ella, what should you do? Tach beso betit. You should just first you smear the wall, you coat the wall with some kind of cement or whatever word you want to use, mortar. Okay. Visad besid, and then you put on this, on top of it, you put on this white limestone or plaster, umeshayer mekom, and when you're doing this, you leave over a space, an area of ama al ama, right? Perhaps 18 by 18 inches. Yeah. Okay. I'm confused. No, ama of ama. Yeah, it's 18 inches. Why am I blinking? Okay. Keneged petach belosid. Yeah. Okay. So that's the now you do that opposite the opposite or keneged the petach, and you leave out the seed. So all you see is a dark gray mud, whatever looking wall in that area. And that would be, so what is keneged petach? So most explain that means that when you open up your front door and you look inside, it's going to be right opposite your eyes. Right? You look straight forward, and on that wall, that's where you leave it. Some dafka put it above the doorway, so that when you're sitting inside your house, relaxing and looking around, your eyes turn to your front door, because now it's on the inside, and then you're going to see it. So some say to do it above the sea. Either way, you're Mekayim, but okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah asks, in general, on this entire Siman, he says, "Tzarech iyun alma nohagim heter." So tzarech iyun, why some are so makel by many of these halachos. Okay, I think we actually pretty much explained it. I just want to digress one moment from the Gemara in Bava Basra. That's the source of what this siman comes from, primarily. It comes from the Gemara Bava Basra, Samech Amud Beis. So I'm just going to read a few lines. And Tanu Rabbanan Mishachara Beis HaShniya, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabu Purushim BeYisrael. So there are many who are very strict upon themselves. Shelo Le'achol, in a good way. Shelo Le'achol Basar V'Shelo Lishtot Yain. And they didn't, and they stopped every day of the week. They said, I'm never going to eat meat and wine again until it's rebuilt. So then, Nitva Lehen, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Lehen, and Rabbi Yeshua comes, tells them, B'nai, Mipnima, Iyatem Ochim Basar V'Enatem Shotim Yain. How come you're not eating and drinking wine and meat anymore? Amar Lo, Nochal Basar Shimenu Makrir Nagabi Amisbeach V'Achshav Batel. How can we? There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no meat, and there's no Nisuch HaYayin on the Mizbeach anymore. How can we drink wine? Amar Lehem, Imkein Lechem Nochal. So then, according to your rationale, you won't be able to have any bread anymore because of the Menachos. So they said, fine, you're right, we're going to have some fruits. He said, what do you mean? The fruits, there's Bikurim. He said, well, there's other fruits. Or then he says, okay, so what about water? You have Nisuch HaMayim. You can't even drink water anymore. You're left to nothing but a few fruits and water. And then they were quiet. They weren't sure what to answer. So he said to him like this. Shalorli itabel kol ikar, not to show any availus at all, that we can't do. Iyafshar. Shekvar nigzer gzera, we already have the gzera, the korban, we have to do some kind of, but lilis abel yoter midai, but to overdo it, also iyafshar. And we can't make a gzera she'ef sharet zibur la'amod ba, right? So basically, so the Gemara says like this: Kach amru chachamim, sad adam et beisel besid. You just plaster your walls. Umeshayer bo davar muat. V'kama amar Rav Yosef ama al ama. So all the Gemara says is just to do when you do your plaster on your walls or your paint, all you have to do is just leave over an ama ba alma ama. Al Amma, and Rav Chista's Kenegera Petach, okay, whatever that meant. Olas Adam Kol Tzorche Seuda Mashayer Davar Muat, and you can make any kind of Seuda, serve anything you want, anyway, set the table, serve your food as always, but leave over something. Mahi, what does it mean, leave over something that you hold back? So, Amar Papa Kasa Darsana, you leave over a simple dish of fish, a real simple, you eat the chicken, you eat the meat, you serve your salads, but leave over something very minor from what is normal, what you expect to see on the table. And then it continues.
You mean omit.
Yeah, don't bring it to the table, don't serve it. Thank you. And then it continues. Kotach shitea, a woman wears all of her jewelry, umishaya davar muat. But from whatever she normally wears, like if she wears normally 4 bracelets, 4 necklaces, and 4 rings, leave over something from what she normally wears. It doesn't mean, Pashas, it doesn't mean she has to now not wear any necklace or not wear any bracelet. Okay? And then he continues, Imashkachay Hushalayim, Tishkach Yamini, Titbak Lamini, and a little bit more, you can read on. And I think we're going to read it inside. But anyway, I'll just read the last line. V'kol mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoche v'ro b'simchasa. Whoever is mis'abel who does show mourning will be roa to see the simcha of it being rebuilt. And so that's the main point from the Gemara. The reason why I wanted to point it out is because people ask, how come nowadays we don't do as much as the way the Shulchan Aruch writes? The Shulchan Aruch writes a little bit of an extreme interpretation of the Gemara. He gets it largely from the Rambam, but it's maybe even a bit more than the Rambam. And the Torah and others take a little bit more of a literal approach, because nowadays the minhag is just to leave an amma ba'amma. Everyone paints however they want, no one thinks twice, and we just leave over an amma ba'amma. I'll just leave with one other interesting thing. The Ben Yehoyada points out, we see from the Gemara and from the Shulchan Aruch, 3 main areas where Chazal were mitaking something. One is with your house, leaving over Amma Ba'amma. We're going to see leaving over something by your meal. And also we're going to see something about jewelry. What's the significance? Because each one is connected The bayis is connected to Beis HaMikdash, the suda is connected to Mizbeach, and the tachshit is connected to Bigdei Kahuna. So we wanted to have something in each one.